The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you heard this in the last few years? Something along these lines? You know, someone comes up to you and makes a statement about sports, politics, religion, or some topic, and you ask them, "Hey, where did you get this information?" And they say, "I Googled it," or "I saw it on Facebook." I have a question. When did Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Google become the main authority of truth in the world? Moses knew well that many false voices would rise up in the world and throughout history, trying to take hearts and souls away from the truth of God. God the Father proclaims to us in these readings, "If you do not listen to the voice of truth, well then I'll raise up prophets for you. Maybe you'll listen to them. Or I will also bring to you the words of eternal life. I will offer you grace upon grace, and in the fullness of time, I will even bring to you Jesus." The incarnation, the Word of God made flesh. Now certainly, you will listen to and believe in and follow my Son. Of course, this has not been the reality of our history. On Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or any form of modern media that exists in this day and age, have you ever heard anything positive about God that was not immediately mocked? No, most of the time, Christianity is portrayed as a joke or dangerous to society. Where is Jesus? Where is our proclamation of God? Where is our voice? There's this great speaker and author, you may have heard of him, Monsignor Michael Shea. He was the author of a book that came out just a few years ago, From Christendom to Apostolic Mission. And he was speaking recently at the Sikh Conference. Maybe you've heard of it. It's this Catholic college conference that happens, I think, every year now. Monsignor Shea is also the president of a Catholic college up north. And he was talking about the reality of college students today struggling with anxiety, depression, and loneliness at an almost epidemic level. He was speaking to almost, or over, I think, 20,000 college students at this particular conference. Now, he recognizes that it's a serious and growing problem. He is often asked, especially as a college president, how he and the college is going to solve this problem. He said, I give lots of responses, good responses, educated responses. But he said, maybe our response to this problem needs to change a bit. He said, maybe these young people aren't wrong about how they are feeling today. Maybe feeling sad and anxious and burdened and barren is an appropriate and adequate response to growing up in a world without God. Maybe it's a good response, an appropriate response to growing up, to coming of age, to enter into life in a brave new world in which everything is permitted and nothing is forgiven. That's a powerful reality that we face today. This is the world that Moses wanted us to avoid. This is the purpose for which Jesus came into the world. Jesus does not want us to live without or within the darkness of our anxieties and burdens. No, there's a different authority he brings to us, a different truth. Those things don't have to control us. He has come so that we might have life. Jesus is a voice that dispels the darkness and frees the soul. The only authority that matters is Jesus and his church, which is his body. And he, in history, gave authority to us. He gave authority over the darkness of the world. He gave authority to his apostles. And so they took that authority and that spirit, and they went out into the world to proclaim the gospel, to set people free from evil, to forgive sins, to bring the Eucharist to the world, the baptism of water to the world, the truth of the gospel. And he gave that authority to his bishops and priests and deacons so that they could proclaim a truth that sets us free. He gave all baptized people a particular authority through your prayers, through your faith, through your sacrifice. And that sets people free. So we need the witness of our faith now more than ever. Jesus gave us the tools to look into the face of evil, the culture of death, the modern godless world, and say with our Lord, quiet, come out. To say to evil, quiet, come out. The only room, the only space that is needed is the space where God dwells. With those powerful words, with the presence of Jesus, with God at our side, we can command evil to leave and be at peace with Jesus. And we have to do that in our world today. Our voice, our faith, our love for Jesus. What is left when we no longer see the darkness of the world? What happens when the evil one realizes that he has no power over you? Then the light of God shines. Jesus is there. In fact, it's when we realize that Jesus has always been there at our side. This is the great consolation. Jesus never leaves us. Jesus only loves us. He is waiting for us to turn our heads toward his word, his truth, his church, his eternal love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.